Now for the best 5 minutes of the day on a chilly 7 above Monday. Make us laugh Monday. WWIB, 14 and a half before 6. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
It is. From first full week back, so have to get ready for that, I guess.
How was the rest of your weekend?
It was not too bad. Went for a drive yesterday, saw a few deer. That was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, kind of relaxing, which was nice.
You did take some pictures.
I did. Took a few of them.
Yep. You said that you were maybe a little unsteady.
Yeah. I don't know if it was. I don't know why. My hands were unsteady, and I could see it in my pictures as they came out. So
maybe because of the cold.
It could be. Could be. I took my pictures from the car, so it could have been the car shaking. I'm not entirely sure what was going on. But
yeah. Speaking of unsteady, today's the four-year anniversary of January 6th, and they're going to try again to certify the election, not expecting nearly the problems they had 4 years ago. But, wow, that was quite the day, wasn't it?
That was a really hard day in my life. I think it was a really hard day in the nation's life. You know, I think it revealed the deep divisions that there are. Unfortunately, I think it really began to reveal the deep divide that's between us. I came away from that day pretty angry. I think a lot of us did. I still mourn that day. I think it's one of the darkest days within the nation in our history. So.
I remember hearing some of the speeches following, leading up to that, and then, you know, hearing some of the reports as it unfolded, and then the aftermath. I mean, it was really, a unique day, but four years ago today, and here we are 2 weeks shy of the next inaugural. So
I think what was frustrating for me is how it got reframed in the media. You know, people saying it was just a peaceful gathering, and it absolutely wasn't. And, you know, I think you can watch the video, and, you know, people died that day. And
I think that's where the divide goes on. I mean, the divide that you said that was evidenced by it is continued to be manifest in terms of the different perspectives on it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, we can look to the Word. Acts 10, 9 through 16. That's a lot to chew on, but let's give it a try.
All right, so that says, the next day as Cornelius's messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, and kill and eat them." "No, Lord," Peter declared, "I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean." But the voice spoke again, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." The same vision was repeated three times, then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven.
Okay, that's quite the story. Doesn't happen every day. A large paragraph that in some ways is a restating.
But then
you've got a commentary paragraph after that. That's what I'm going to read from Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary. Peter was being confronted by old versus new way thinking. The old was about following rules. The new was about inclusion and freedom. Even 2,000 years later, believers still struggle to believe that life with me is not about the rules, but about living in step with my son. I'm going to bracket that whole and star that paragraph. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I think this is something each of us has to deal with in our own lives, right? How are we living from this place of freedom? As I read this, again, it reminds me of Larry. You know, he called his Larry Crabb, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, who talked about the new way ministry, right? And it's living in this freedom, living in community, as opposed to, am I doing things right? Am I getting dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's? Am I walking this very narrow line? And I think that's important, but when we lose the idea of that we're actually set free, we're missing the mark.
In fact, I've got it in front of me from the NIV. Romans 7:6, I think, was the foundational verse for New Way Ministries. And he said, "But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code."
Yep.
Very
exactly.
good. Thank you, friend. All right, there we go. Our Monday kickoff, WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, because I am the champion of the world.
Yeah, I don't know, Drew Fralick, is that you singing on a Monday after the Lions win the NFC North and the one seed in the first round bye in the NFL playoffs, or what?
Oh, my goodness. I'm imagining people driving around in their cars, and that all of a sudden comes on after commercial break, and they're like, is my radio broken? What's going on?
Cool in the Gang, yes. Celebration. How can I play the Silly Topics music underneath you today?
Oh, I've earned a new song. We're moving up in the world.
So how are things? Excellent. How are people feeling in Detroit this morning?
I have no idea, but I'll find out today. People are very excited, I think. It's crazy. It's a crazy time to be here, Mark. It's very cool. And I told you that my neighbors, they all chipped in for Christmas and bought me Lions playoff tickets for next week.
And you've never been to a Lions game.
I've never been to a Lions game, surprisingly. Huh. I'm ecstatic. It's crazy. I don't know. We'll be live from Ford Field, not next week, but the week after.
But, so. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, I don't know. I'm certainly rooting for the Packers, and I told you already. You messaged me last night and said, hey, we won. I'm going to the game in 2 weeks. And I'm like, hey, if the Packers win, which they're going to be underdogs at Philly on Sunday, but if they win, Green Bay will be your opponent, the seventh seed. So the lowest seed moves on to Detroit. If the Packers can't do it, I'd love to see Detroit do it. You guys have never been to the Super Bowl, so.
That would be great for this segment, you know what I mean? If the Packers, I mean, really, my main concern is how to make this segment as good as possible.
Oh, okay, so, all right.
Hopefully the Packers make it.
Well, I think about this.
We have one of our, go ahead.
The city of Detroit, I mean, so often can be the butt of jokes or insults during the campaign. A politician that was actually there dropped an insult and, you know, survived and didn't have any worse for the wear, won the state of Michigan. But, I mean, Detroit so often is seen negatively, and some of you fellow Detroiters have to say, no, we're really improving. And anyhow, this just has got to boost morale, right?
Yeah, it's another thing for the city. It feels good. And it's great that it's going to be here for, you know, two games or whatever. So things will be very lively. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but a couple of weeks ago, I ran into Tony Romo in Detroit.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I should have mentioned that for the show. That would have been crazy.
He is a native of Burlington, Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was in Detroit. Tony and I ran into each other, said hello. He was here for the broadcast. So
okay.
Lots of cool stuff in downtown Detroit.
Where did you run into him? Where did you run into him?
On the sidewalk.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't know him, but it was like, hey, Tony. And he's like, hey, random guy, you know? So
it wasn't a long
nice interaction.
It wasn't a long conversation.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, enjoy the bye week and heal up. I know that defense has all those injuries, no Aiden Hutchinson, but the Lions are able to, they took care of Minnesota pretty good last night, so.
Yeah, it looks good. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what we can do on the Packer end, hoping that Green Bay can be your opponent, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks. Checking in with Drew, our stand-up comic and pastor friend and Lions fan in Detroit. All right, weekend recap, WWIB on a chilly 7-degree Monday. Make us laugh Monday, jokes later. But I would say, first of all, Caleb, thanks. Thanks for covering that Rice Lake Chippewa Falls boys basketball game for me on Friday night. I was pretty tired, so went to bed fairly early, continued my effort to try to get through all 8 seasons of Monk. I'm into season 6 now. And there's certain episodes, like the beginning of season 6, like, oh, I remember seeing that. So if I've seen the episode, I can move on and you save 45 minutes. But I did hear from a friend who last night said she went to the end and watched the last couple episodes, and now she can just watch whatever. So anyhow, I think, you know, usually it's 2 dog walks per day on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It was so cold, I think we were limited to 1 good, brisk walk those days. And enjoyed a family lunch with my wife and at least a couple of our kids yesterday. And then Dawson and I hit the Y even during the Packer game. So there you go.
There you go. Well, yeah, so my Friday night went up to Rice Lake. It actually was my little sister Promise's birthday, so did that broadcast, Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake boys basketball. Of course, my younger brother plays for Rice Lake, so a lot of family around, and so enjoyed some time with them afterward. Had a quick little birthday gathering, or at least I was part of it for a little bit for my little sister Promise, and then headed back home. Saturday was the first day of basketball at the Y in Chippewa Falls, and so Cooper is part of the Big Dribblers basketball. And so I am one of the co-head coaches with actually a couple wonderful young people from McDonald High School, some basketball players there too. So they know what they're doing. So that's great as well, because I don't quite as much, but still had a good time. And it's still at a point where Cooper enjoys having his dad as a coach. So we learned a lot and worked on our first practice, and we dive right into some practice and games next Saturday. So looking forward to that. But some good family time, got some shopping done, some errands run, and then Sunday church and watch the Packers game. They were exciting points. Didn't end up quite like we would have hoped. But again, hopefully it'll look a little bit better in the playoffs. It certainly has to, or the season's over. And then watch some of that Vikings-Lions game on Sunday night as well that a lot of people are looking forward to. And yeah, the Lions go on to win. So very, very interesting dynamics with the NFL playoffs. So that certainly is something I'm looking forward to even for next weekend as well, too. I love playoff football.
I echo that. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show from Monday. Three jokes apiece here, Caleb and I. And good to have you aboard. We welcome your jokes at 715-396-1670. My first one, Caleb, did you hear about the frog that lost its car?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, apparently it got towed.
All right, there you go. Man. We're off and running here. Let's see what I have saved. You know what, Halvo? If I had a DeLorean, I would probably only drive it from time to time.
There you go. Hey, have you heard about the rumor about the butter?
No.
Never mind. I shouldn't be spreading it.
Well, going back just a couple weeks now, for her Christmas present, I took my wife to an orchard, and, you know, we stood there looking at the trees for half an hour. It wasn't the Apple Watch she was expecting, apparently.
No. I think not. And finally, this Monday morning, did you hear about the rowboat that sank?
No.
Yeah, it was an ordeal.
There you go. One more for me here on a Make Us Laugh Money on the Whip Wake Up Show. Again, your jokes welcome at 715-396-1670. So I said to the woman at the deli, I'd like to buy a ham and cheese sandwich with pickles. She said, sorry, we only take cash or card.
Can't pay with pickles.
There you go. You know it's bad if you can't even get Havel to crack a courtesy chuckle.
All right, I know I've had two vehicle deer collisions in my life. One with a station vehicle coming back from doing a game in Wausau, and you had a non-deer collision, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's definitely remind everybody about that.
Well, sorry.
Appreciate it.
Sorry. Well, I was telling them about myself first. But, okay, so the advice is don't swerve. Hit the deer.
So, you know, a lot of times a Wisconsin goodbye includes the I love you, which is translated watch for deer. And you know what? This is even better advice, too, which it seems like, no, I don't want to hit it. But, it again, bottom line, if you want to stay safe, sometimes you just have to hit that deer.
Yeah. White-tailed deer are the deadliest animals in North America.
Every year, an estimated 1.25 million deer vehicle crashes result in about 150 human fatalities, more than 10,000 injuries, and insurance payouts approaching $4 billion.
So a few years ago, a writer for Slate.com hung out with a Wisconsin state trooper for a day and came away with this advice. If there's a deer on the road, hit it. The trooper explained, cars can be fixed or replaced as long as no one's tailgating you. Hit the brakes. But if you can't do that, then hit the deer.
Another trooper tip, adjust your headrest so it's at the right height to prevent whiplash. You'd be surprised how many people just leave them shoved all the way down, the trooper said. Maintain your lights, brakes, and tires so you can see, be seen, and stop. Wear your seatbelt, don't tailgate, and slow down.
And also, when you're driving, drive. At deer crashes and a lot of other crashes, too, the number one excuse that the trooper hears is, I wasn't paying attention.
All right, so there you go. Pay attention on Wisconsin roads, and especially as we inevitably get that glaze of ice from time to time this winter as well. We've seen it before. We've driven in it before. Let's act like it.
All right, some pretty funny stuff that we have for you this morning here on WWIB under the category of teenager texts.
Yeah, so comedian and author Tom Layton collects texts sent to him by his teens. His social media followers send things as well. So these are all real texts sent by real teenagers to their parents.
Yeah, here we go. For instance, one teen texted, I tried a cologne at the store I want for Christmas. The brand is called Tester.
Yeah, that might have been the test cologne, but there you go. Real text that teenagers have sent to their parents. What are the peppermint sticks at Christmas called? Shaped like a cane?
Maybe candy canes.
Maybe.
What's the thing with the Jesus action figures called? Do you mean the nativity?
The real texts that our teenagers have sent. And let me just pause to say, we love you, teens. We love you. And also thank you for the humor. Another teen sent a text to a parent. Can my Christmas present be ordering Chipotle right now?
It's not Christmas.
I'm hungry right now. Yeah. I want this for Christmas.
Yeah. Here's another teen text. It seems like Thanksgiving is on Thursdays a lot.
I wonder why.
Maybe even the last Thursday, the fourth Thursday there in November.
Real text sent by teens to their parents. Can I use a Christmas stamp to mail something in July? It's a valid question.
Yeah.
Love this one.
Another teen's texted, did grandma have kids?
Been wondering about that.
Yeah, how about your parents?
Another teen texted their parent this, chicken broth. That's not the sweat of the chicken, right? No, child.
Yeah. Right. Another teen texted, am I a notary?
Am I? Another one texted their parent, what do I put for make of car? Metal?
Wow.
It is made of that.
Okay. I can't make these up. These are real texts from teens. Another text that just found out the band Hall & Oates is actually Hall and Oates.
The light has dawned. A few more teen texts, real texts that teenagers have sent to their parents. One said, do I put the bear spray on before I start hiking or just if I see a bear?
Wow. Yeah. Maybe before. All right. Another teen then texted, please don't come to graduation. There won't be any other parents there.
None. None whatsoever. And one final real text from a teen to their parent. How does eating cold turkey help you quit smoking?
Quitting cold turkey. Yeah. There you go.
Teens, we love you. Parents, hug your teens. They're learning. They're finding their way. And they're also providing some great humor here on the Wib Wake Up Show as well.